What you're about to hear is part of the Podgods Network. If you have a problem with anything you hear, please write it in an email and go fuck yourself. Enjoy the show! Thank you for choosing the Oddcast Podcast UK on the Podgods Network. The Oddcast Podcast. The podcast nobody is listening to, except you. The following podcast contains strong language, topics of discussion that could offend, and discussions about Batman. You have been warned. Previously on the Oddcast Podcast UK...
Are you allowed to, or are you just randomly killing people?
There's certain countries where you can.
What countries are they?
I was actually...
Join the army.
last weekend, I was actually in Bratislava, and I actually found hostel.
Hostel?
What? As in the film?
As in the film. It was filmed there, and I found the place. It was great.
And then you had the Oddcast Podcast with Adam and Will.
Yeah.
And then Ash joined and you just went, fuck, I'm not singing about
I'll
that.
I
just
went on the end. He messaged me saying, I've decided that Will is a true urban genius. Not the hoodie kind of urban, without arrogance or shame. When he says something, it's either so spot on or so to the bone, but it's always true. You've got a fan there.
Oh, fan for life. Oh,
and he's got such modesty too.
Are you saying you have to be careful that you don't suddenly start touching kids up?
No, that we don't end up with lots of kids following.
No, it's following lots of kids that's the problem.
I got it the wrong way around, sorry.
So, was it The Thing?
No, it's not The Thing. I listened to that episode this afternoon.
Oh
my God, how fucking embarrassing.
It wasn't embarrassing, it was hilarious.
It was very funny.
I have not been in hysterics like that since, well, actually, not that long ago, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I'd love to see that pretty little bone structure of yours around you somewhere. I mean, there's no reason we need to be shackled by the strictures of the employee-employer relationship. Unless, of course, you're into that sort of thing. In which case, I got some shackles in the back. I'm just kidding. But seriously, I've got them.
Nothing new there.
Welcome to the Oddcast Podcast, episode 69.
69, dudes. And Adam's splashed himself already. And Adam's run away. He's now shutting the door.
Ooh, with no handle on this side.
Shut that door.
What's he up to?
69, the sexy episode.
Right. Do you reckon every fucking podcast does this whole thing on episode 69?
I don't know. I've never heard any 69 episodes.
Really?
Most of the podcasts on Podcast Network haven't
gone on the internet and look up 69. Do an image search, and okay. I'm sure you'll be educated about podcasts.
Okay, well, I'll do that. Well done, Will. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
So, yes, so we are the Oddcast Podcast, a podcast nobody's listened to, part of the Podgods Network, hashtag not listening. I am Adam, you are...
Ash.
And you are...
Well...
We are here... To
like
an intake of breath.
Well, at least I wasn't trying to take a drink when you looked at me this time.
I try to do that on purpose sometimes.
Yeah, exactly.
So you got it as you go.
It's like Adam trying to talk.
Yeah, he's right. I can't talk.
I was taking a drink then. Yeah, it sounds the same.
It's like a new game. Everyone's going to talk to it. So when you put it out to your mouth, everyone goes.
It's like drink while you can't think.
How would you like it?
It sounds better in pewter tankards, doesn't it?
Pewter tankards.
I don't think people realise we were always drinking out of pewter tankards while we record.
Explain what a pewter tankard is to people out there that have no pewter tankards in their house.
It's easy. It's a tankard made from pewter.
Yes. From computers?
No, from pewter.
What's pewter?
I think so. Tin and something alloy. It used to have lead in it, but I think the 2-pint quart pot that I've got may be lead based, but generally it's tin and nickel and something.
That is really why I'm beginning to go insane. It's because we've been doing this for so many years and I'm drinking out of a lead based
beer. It's not Chinese lead paint, is it? They used to put on Lego for the kids.
Fuck knows.
I used to chew them.
Will's just like, I don't know, just fucking drink.
I don't know, they just look nice. You know, it doesn't taint the beer that badly. But Adam has his London tankard that I've been giving him recently. That's basically the tankard I give you. It's an engraved tankard with scenes from London. Ash has got Tankard 18, which is an 18th birthday tankard that I got from a charity shop fuck knows how many years ago.
That's because...
But Ash has been drinking from that tankard whenever he's near me for...
Donkeys.
Can I do
at least 8 years.
Yes.
Can I put a bit of fur around it? So if we can say Ash is always drinking from the furry cup, 18-year-old furry cup. Yeah?
Well, you can do, but you he's, normally, he's normally a bit of an 18-year-old cock gobbler. But,
Oh, that's a sexy cast, isn't it? Is that how it
is? That and at the same time, the 18-year-old gobbles his.
Just look down, just saw a pair of shoes down there. It's got Ash's pack of fags in it. I was like, okay. Did you know they were in there when you took your shoes off?
Yeah,
can I just say, specify for our American listeners, when we're talking about fags, we're not
especially you're talking about me doing a 69.
Collection of homosexuals in his shoes.
Normally 20 at a time. But I slowly knock them down throughout the evening.
He burns them.
As I
do
take
you smoke
them out.
20 fags at a time, do you?
No.
Do you like smoking fags?
He likes to get a pack of fags together, but he only has one at a time.
Do you pay for your fags?
They're dirty fees.
Oh, you got the free ones.
Duty free fags. It's more satisfying when you suck on them.
Yeah, so they're £8 normally in England, and those ones were £1.10.
£8. I paid an awful lot more of that than that for a fag once.
What's his name?
Can we move on?
I get discounts. Go for the ugly ones.
So we are the Odd Cast Podcast. Should do a little thing, like their own little song. We are the Odd Cast Podcast.
That's exactly like the one that was actually that you had sort of sounded a bit more professional than you going with Adam and Will
one.
And Ash.
Do you reckon we could record it? Like, because I listen to BUI when they do their musical stuff, and I was like, they must knock that out in a couple of seconds.
They knock one out in a couple of seconds.
I might bring my guitar down in a minute, when we do a little pause, I'll see if I can record us a quick jingle.
Do you want to pause now? Do you want to go get your guitar?
Fuck yeah.
Should we start off with a little sing-song?
Let's do it.
Okay, let's pause it. Well, I don't have to tell people that. I'm just going to go start saying, and it's going to stop, so I'm going to go like this, and that. Well, Will's gone upstairs to get the guitar after about 10 minutes trying to get out. What happened there?
But Adam shut the door. As mentioned earlier, but the knobble fell out the end.
The knobble.
You know, the little square thing that actually goes through the door handle to open the door. So it meant that we were actually physically locked in.
Well, we're not now.
Will's wife actually had to release us.
Release us? Help us out?
Yeah, a little knocking on the door.
Then he got locked in then.
Will's just now asking if we can be locked
Will,
back
you're
in
back?
Again.
He's got his guitar. Little guitar.
Yep. And it looks a little bit dusty, though.
It does.
I don't think it's been
used
for a while.
Last time you played that, Will?
Oh, this isn't by Tuna.
What's he got? Tuna? Why you got a can of tuna fish?
Why it works quite well. This bit?
Well, I was recording because I was talking to Ash about how we got locked in. Do you want me to pause it again?
Well, I suggest you stop recording, yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to stop recording whilst he starts going tuna. Ah! Okay. So it's easy that way because I don't have to edit it and say like, oh, stop, start.
Yeah.
It just sounds
edit.
All low. Yeah, I don't edit. What the fuck, I don't even self-edit.
You've never edited anything.
Anything in my life, ever.
No.
Okay. So, Will, you got your guitar?
Yeah.
You got your pick? Or did you use your
fingers? No, I don't use fingernail. I use fingers.
Okay. Have you written something down?
That would be a bit strong. Have you we're going for a very simple riff here. Right, ready?
It's definitely a strangle.
It's the Oddcast Podcast, the Oddcast Podcast, the Oddcast Podcast with Adam, Will and Ash.
Whap your voice in there.
That's because I was drunk.
Do we all just join in then? Do we have to sing
together? We're all singing this together. We've got our new thing to change. Ready? One, two, three. It's the Oddcast Podcast, the Oddcast Podcast, the Oddcast Podcast with Adam, Will and Ash. Done.
Yeah, like that. That was fun, wasn't it? That filled a couple of minutes.
It's because we've not normally got anything to talk about.
Will just wants to get his guitar out, doesn't he?
He wanted to get something else out, but we wouldn't let him.
Because either that was banjo string.
I like to play with the G string.
Your G string or...?
The G string on the guitar.
I prefer the H string.
Which would be dirty, because it's a sexy cuss.
Which E string? Upper E or lower E?
Your G string.
H string.
H?
You've just invented an entirely new, well, music.
Yes.
Well done, Ash.
That was actually going back to Red Dwarf.
Oh, yeah, that's the one where they did the whole new musical. Holly. Scott Holly invented it, and they had to ban women from playing the double bass.
Yes, because they needed too many strings.
It was indecent. Right, so, what now?
Guess the movie year time. Movie Spit Roast.
Yeah.
1973.
Well done, Will. Let's move on.
Excellent.
We all know how to play this
1969,
game.
1969, dude.
Last time we actually did
it. Should have done that, shouldn't I?
You didn't.
No. I should have.
Yeah, if you were a bit more intelligent, you might have done it. Well, that sounds... Thing is, I slight Adam all the time, but that actually just came across as really fucking bitchy.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That was a little bit, yeah.
The only downside is it was quite accurate.
That's true, I can't argue. So, you all know the rules? He says he's had a week off. But that segment has.
Right, yes.
Right.
A week off. It's getting better. Okay. It's a little hoarse.
Ash is usually pretty poor at this, isn't ya?
I managed to actually spit roast it last time.
No, you didn't spit roast it. You managed to get it right in... No, that's it. I'm not taking that in out.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't rhyme that one.
You blew your muck right on the money spot.
All right, number 10 of this year. A League of Their Own. Tom Hanks movie about the women's baseball.
Oh, we spoke
play.
About that last year.
Last year? Yes,
because we put the other one on last
episode. Well, you said we weren't doing this until next year.
How can you remember that? It's last week.
Yeah, that was last year.
It's last year. It's League of Their Own. Women baseball, Gina Davis.
Yeah.
All the men are fighting in the war. What are we supposed to do? And the women are just playing baseball.
Oh, so we're talking... late 30s, early 40s then.
It's Babe Ruth era.
It was set in, it wasn't a film out, wasn't out in them days.
Oh, it wasn't a documentary.
It was black and white.
Really? That's racist.
Interracial, I think we call it these days.
Oh, okay.
Number 9. Basic Instinct.
Oh.
Oh, I was very young when that came out.
Fucking hell, if you were very young, were me and Adam born?
Fuck you!
The one with Sharon Stone when she shows her beaver?
Yeah. Yeah, I wore out the VHS tape.
And her beaver chewed through quite a lot of trees.
It always looked angry and sweaty. That's
because she'd been stuck underneath the lights for too long.
Sharon Stone, do you think she's fit?
No.
Do you think she was fit then?
Not particularly.
No?
But yeah, she was we're talking 80s here, and 80s women, when you look at them now, just had massive hair and shoulder pads. And
that was just a vagina.
Oh, sorry, you've given me a mental image I just don't need. I mean, the massive hair thing, yeah, I can kind of see that. But the shoulder pads, I just can't quite work
she's
it out.
She trimmed a bush before she actually spread her legs. Can you imagine walking about with curlers in?
I'll be fucking
out the hot.
I'm laughing so my neck hurts. Oh, don't.
You got meningitis.
Don't know, have I?
Yeah, probably.
Is that the first sign, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks for telling me.
It's alright.
Should I do that thing where you rub?
Should we record but it doesn't a couple quite work. More seeing as we're never going to be able to see you again?
Mm-hmm.
But with the death.
The death of me. Yeah. Don't say that.
He'll come back as a ghost in the machine.
Well, at least we don't have to waste every other Tuesday night recording.
Oh, I will. What are you doing? Oh, my ears are gone now.
second sign.
So Basic Instinct, yes, the ice pick, Sharon Stone.
I've never seen it.
Wants to fuck Michael Douglas and everyone else and
oh, kill Jesus him Christ, you can tell it's an old film because who'd want to fuck Michael Douglas these days? Is he still with Catherine Zeta-Jones? I take it that fell apart. Yeah. When I say that fell apart, I meant Michael Douglas' is cog.
It fell off.
Now they're still together.
Really?
She's a white bitch, isn't she?
But she was still so lovely in The Darling Buds of May.
What a shit show.
With David Jason.
Do you know what? Darling Buds of May, I don't know why. We love that.
The way you said it. Darling Buds of May. I can't even do the fucking Essex accent. I've been raised in Essex.
Born and bred.
Darling Buds of May.
Actually, just so that everyone knows. All three of us have actually grown up in the same place.
What?
Fuck.
Darling Buds of May. Right.
It's just the way you say darling.
Darling.
Darling. What, darling?
Darling Buds of May.
Yeah. It's a dar. Dar.
Dar. Dar.
As opposed to darling.
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 Darling. Buds. Of May.
Darling Buds of May.
Fuck. Anyway, sorry, yes.
I don't even know what I was going to say.
And we were talking about her husband's decrepit cock.
Darling Buds of May reminds me of Jig. I don't know why. From
what, as in Jig Tuffin?
Yeah, from the Zombie Life podcast. I don't know why.
Isn't he from up north?
No, he's from Harwich, I think.
Is he sounds northern to me.
He sounds a bit
country. Oh no, he sounds a bit Bristolian.
He does,
doesn't he? He's from around these parts.
No, he's not. He's only up
there. Oh, no, no, why? He just went West Country. All right, boy, lover. This is me doing a Bristol accent. And ironically, any American listeners ain't gonna have a fucking clue, but get off my land.
I'm from Somerset.
There's a little bit of Bristol jig. I love his accent. I had the best accent today.
Was it?
Okay.
Oh, I was an Oracle conference. Oracle as in the database technology. Fascinating stuff. But there was a bloke presenting, and he was from Yorkshire.
Yorkshire,
but 28 years ago, he moved to Germany.
Where they had now, electricity.
A Yorkshire German accent is fucking fascinating.
What's
but
it
it's
like?
Still not as good as the American guy who presented a session. I'm trying to remember his name because it was so awesome.
George.
It was... No, George. It was Rex. That's it. Rex was his first name, R-E-X, and his surname was Wang.
Rex
now,
Wang.
Have you ever heard of nominative determinism?
No. No, explain it, Will.
It means your name decides what you'll do for a living. And nominative determinism, if it's Rex Wang, I can only assume he's involved in sadomasochistic
porn.
Gay porn. Mm. What did he do for a living? Well, he Rex Wangs. Right, okay, so what was at number 8 then, Adam? Sorry, to me it was
you
fascinating.
Got lost in that. It was just like, oh, I've got to
light it. It worked in my brain, but maybe I overanalyzed things.
Number 8. Wayne's World.
Wayne's World. Wayne's World. Oh, Party shit, time. Excellent. Excellent. Show.
Yes, and licorice from the dispensary.
Oh, yeah. That is still a fucking genius idea. Okay, the Discman that he got put in, where he played some Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dated.
Yes.
Most things about that film, dated. The licorice dispenser. From the roof of the car. The roof. Not the ceiling. Not the roof. The roof. But I actually think I might need to get an in-car licorice dispenser.
It's ahead of its time.
Except I don't like licorice. So it's going to have to be like one of those apple string things, the sour apple stuff.
Yeah, that's cool.
Instead,
I'd go with that.
Actually, was it licorice or was it the strawberry stuff?
Yeah, it was a strawberry. It was strawberry licorice.
Okay. Yeah. But I'd go for the sour apple version. But I love the idea, and we don't see enough licorice or similar dispensers attached to car roofs.
We don't see enough Tia Carrere either.
No.
Where are you?
She's gone the way of the dodo.
I miss her. She was lovely.
You miss her?
Ever since Relly Cunter.
Relly Cunter.
Relly Cunter.
Well, we had an episode named it. Yeah, because we were talking about Tia Carrere. Yeah.
We had the Relly Cunter.
Number seven.
The Bodyguard.
Oh, that's really boring.
And
I love how he can't himself.
Will always love you.
That's very nice of you, Will.
I'll always love you.
Is that the song you sing when you're
and then drowning above?
And that's the noise he makes at the end.
That's how I seduce my wife.
Oh, she's deaf. Okay.
Dead. Doesn't matter what I sing, I'll still get some.
Who's that in the other room?
It's the maid.
Oh,
that's
no.
Why she's painting.
Oh, no. You've seen Bodyguard?
No.
No, it's not a very good film.
91.
91, okay. Well, what?
Ooh.
Shot his load on the sexy gas.
Yeah,
shot his
load.
Number six, Sister Act. With Whoopi Goldberg.
My God. Talking about.
He hasn't seen this either, but he knows the songs.
No, they sang My God in Sister Act or Sister Act 2. I can't quite remember.
I can't stand Sister. I don't like Whoopi Goldberg. And it's not a racist thing. I just don't think she's funny.
That's a valid point. I just like the way you felt obliged to point out it's not racist. Because that's clearly preying on your mind.
No, not getting there first.
Maybe when you talk about white people, you should point out it's not racist as well, just to be like even.
I didn't mean it like that.
Russell Brand, don't want to sound racist, but he's a wanker. Ricky Gervais, I really don't want to sound racist, but he's a cock.
He's alright though.
In fact, I think from now on, whenever I say anything detrimental about anyone, regardless, I just need to point out that I don't want to sound racist. Otherwise, if I only say it about people who aren't Caucasian, I might.
Oh, I get your point. You also do it about saying, I'll be homophobic.
Adam, all right. I know you get my point, but I don't want to sound racist, but you sound racist.
It's like when you say, so I don't want to, no offence, but you're all right, come.
Yeah. No offence, but if you died, I'd shit on your head. I don't want to sound racist, though.
Number five, A Few Good Men.
I don't want to sound racist, but I've never seen that film.
Tom Cruise, Demi Moore, Kevin Bacon.
But I don't want to sound
Jack
racist.
Nicholson.
I don't want to sound racist,
Tom
but
Cruise
I love Bacon.
Yeah, Tom Cruise was.
Was he the?
You can handle the truth.
That one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
He's too dumb to be a lawyer.
What?
You can handle the truth.
It was the I want the truth. You can't handle the truth. That's so Tom Cruise.
You can handle the truth.
It's Jack Nicholson.
Yeah.
Did you just go
two?
Can you do You Can't Handle the Truth and block Brian Blessed?
But he didn't say it. Tom Cruise didn't say it.
I want the truth. You cannot handle them. That's why I'm talking about this.
He's got Donald Duck.
I don't know. I have no idea.
So we've lost Adam for a minute. Maybe two.
I don't want to sound racist, but I don't know why Adam's laughing.
No, it's because he was imagining you as a as a small speckled hen.
Don't want to sound sexist, but did you mean a cock?
No. He was thinking of you of the female persuasion.
Right, okay.
Number four. Lethal Weapon 3.
Yeah, I'm still happy with my 91 kill.
Free? Lethal Weapon 3.
I don't want to sound elitist, but when you say free, do you mean inexpensive?
Yes. It was, I got it for nothing.
Nothing.
Darling buds of mine.
That lasted about 10 years.
You named a fucking year, yes?
No.
Right, number three.
I've got what he named as well, so 91. I'm not going to pick roast it.
Number three. Batman Returns.
Does he really?
There's a Batman in this.
Is this the latest one?
No, Batman Returns was the one after Batman. Was the one with when he returned. Penguin. It was the one with the Penguin and the Catwoman.
That's it.
Ah, Danny DeVito.
Yeah.
Batman and Returns. Sexy
it's
still, Catwoman.
Yeah, it's 90 or 91. I'm fairly comfortable with that.
Sexy Catwoman.
Yeah.
Number two, Home Alone 2. Lost in New York.
Oh, with little shit.
Lost in Macaulay Culkin's bottom.
Is that his actual
name? Not being racist, but that little shitty, cunty, mean thing.
I don't want to be racist, but I fucking hate Americans.
All right, number one, Aladdin.
The cartoon?
Aladdin what? Was it Jimmy Savile in Aladdin?
Don't you want Aladdin? Don't we all? I've got Aladdin.
I've got Aladdin and he can't get away. I don't know why, but that works in a Yorkshire accent.
That was the Disney cartoon one.
Oh.
So, what year, Ash?
I'm going to go 89.
89. So you spit roasted 1990.
We did.
The year is
1992.
Fuck, I went the wrong way.
You went the wrong way.
Yeah.
Could have gone one more. Could have got it.
I'm a big truster of my gut instinct on these things.
And you got a big gut.
And I'm normally fairly close. Yeah, my gut instinct does nudge me sometimes in the wrong direction.
But yeah, McDonald's.
No, that never happens.
Yeah,
you don't eat
McDonald's.
You're in there right
my way. I can tell you, the last two times I've been at McDonald's, how long ago did Tom and Anne-Marie get married? Are they coming up to their 10th anniversary?
I don't know, listeners, you tell us.
Yeah, it's about eight.
No, it's, well, my brother had his... Brother-in-law had his 7th anniversary, and that was the last time I ended up in a McDonald's, was on his stag do. No, fuck! Havis's stag do, I went to McDonald's. Out of peer pressure.
What?
It's only on stag do's I end up.
Yeah, we ended up in a fucking McDonald's.
Honestly, it's only on stag do's I end up in McDonald's.
That was this year.
Yeah.
That was February.
February, I was in a McDonald's. Prior to that, it was in probably August 7 years ago. Prior to that, it was probably April 10 years ago. This is how often I frequent McDonald's, and every time I feel a bit of more self-loathing than when I kidnap a child.
I prefer Burger King.
They taste better, don't they?
No, I don't. So much. I like to spit roast. No, I've got to stop there.
I'm just thinking baby back ribs.
I can't. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Thanks, Ash.
Okay. What's next?
Something, please.
Yui.
Alright, should we get Rita in to do some rambling?
Go, Rita.
Yeah.
Go, Rita, go, Rita, go. Go, Rita, go, Rita, go. Okay, some Rita rambling on is really random rambling with you.
Hello, listeners of the Oddcast podcast. It's me, Rita Amnani, and I'm here again for some Rita Amnani's really random rambling reviews. With me, Rita Amnani, obviously. Okay, let's go. Now, today's film is a beautiful Oscar-winning movie from the late 90s. It's a film all about life in suburbia. Don't you love films that are about people's lives? It really draws you in and you feel as if you were there in their house watching it all unfold. I remember once when my friend Helen told me she used to live with her friend Sally and her boyfriend Dave, and they acted as if she wasn't even there and would argue and go about their daily life and problems right in front of her, as if she didn't exist. She said it was like watching a really intense reality TV show. Like, a bit awkward. But anyway, this film had a scene with a plastic bag in the wind, and it was beautiful. So what is today's film?
Ah, thank you, Rita. Bit awkward. I like the way she said that. Yeah, so, Will, you're looking at me as if you got that straight off.
I think I did. I could be wrong. Okay.
Ash, did you get anything from that?
I didn't get anything from that because it was not the thing.
I thought there were some beautiful references there.
Yeah?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, yeah, I thought there were some beautiful references. And now you've just said that.
Oh, you're finally getting somewhere.
No, you've confirmed what I thought it was going to be.
And, okay, shall we go for Ash's guess?
Yeah, what do you reckon it is?
So, I think there's a lot of rose petals involved in,
yes,
in this kind of film. And
we're getting a bit spaced out here.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. Yes, very Kevin'd.
Yeah. Bit American.
Very Kevin.
I've been Kevin'd.
It's very Kevin.
Yeah. So I think we're agreed it's going to be American Beauty.
Yep.
You going with American Beauty?
Yeah.
Sam Mendes is American Beauty? Okay, let's find out.
Today's film is American Beauty.
Well done, yeah. American Beauty. That was easy.
Yeah, come on, Rita. Come on, you can challenge us next time.
You reckon?
Well,
as long as he's not got something about things.
Well, there's not been one where none of us have got it, but there have been a couple where we wouldn't have got it without the other's references, let's face it.
It's the eyes and the looking while we're actually listening, because we do listen to it just literally as it's played out to you guys as well.
Which is quite refreshing.
And yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and I mean, Will went straight away, his head went back, and it's just, and then
on the
nodding.
Word beauty.
And
beautiful.
And it was just sort of me sitting there with my tongue sticking out, thinking,
which he always does
the fuck is this?
That's about him listening to Rita.
It's my.
It is a sexy episode, so you're allowed to get away with that, I think.
Exactly.
He's got his tongue sitting out and he's waiting for Rita.
I just love the little rambles about her friend Helen. I'm starting to like her friend Helen.
I think she sounds kind of interesting.
By the way, Helen.
A bit awkward.
A bit quirky.
Helen, I'm single.
Yeah? Do you think Helen exists?
I have no idea! But it's worth a go, isn't it?
Still have a lot in common with a lot of his exes.
They don't exist. They don't talk.
Fuck you!
Oh, okay, moving on.
Okay, yeah. So that was Rita Van Nani's really random rambling reviews. Will want to read a lot harder.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah?
I think hard.
Ramble more.
Okay, so if you want to go and follow Rita, you can, at Rita Van Nani on Twitter. Go check out her IMDb page.
A little bit of the hard stuff.
Well done, Ash.
And yeah, just check out Rita. She's in a couple of movies, British actress. And,
check her out.
She's a top lass.
I'll just point out this is an odd numbered episode.
And you're pointing it out.
I think we have to.
Yeah.
Okay, what's up next? What's up next on my little list of thingies to do? Oh! Should we go into some Star Watch?
Fuck yes.
Yeah. Before we do get Star Watch, you saw a star.
I did saw a star.
You're talking to Ash, aren't you?
Yeah.
Sorry, I had to point this out. Because you were actually talking to Ash.
It doesn't matter. Whoa!
Crazy.
Yes, I didn't realise he was a star because I'd never fucking heard of him. And I nearly actually bowled him over in Sydney Airport a couple of weeks ago. It was only when
Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Tiny star.
But close. Same height.
Who was it?
Danny DeVito.
Oh, no.
Same height.
I don't know. Danny DeVito, Tom Cruise, I think they're the fairly similar, aren't they?
DeVito is Tom Cruise in the fat suit.
Yeah, that's it.
Although he's brilliant in Batman Returns.
Tom Cruise was in Batman Returns?
Yeah, he played the Penguin.
You never see him in the same room, do you?
I loved him in Big. Not Big, Twins.
He played the midget in Big.
Yeah. So did you
in Big he played the fortune-telling machine.
Metal Mouth. Wooden Mouth.
Metal Mouth.
Metal Mouth.
Metal Mouth.
Kinky.
Who did you see then?
I saw the Gangnam Style bloke.
The Gangnam
Style. Gangnam. I don't even know what it is because I've still never listened to his bloody
whoop whoop Gangnam Style.
We don't know anything about it. We're proper.
Is it Gangnam or I thought it was Gangland?
It's Gangnam, but I only know this because I've read it on the Cheeseburger Network.
Yeah, right. So I know it's about he wrote songs about.
I don't have a plate. Fucking iPod.
I'll say it, his own.
You can only listen to one of them with shit on you.
That's right then. Zune away.
Or shit in the music playlist by the sound of it.
Yeah.
Bob Gangnam Style.
But I didn't know who he was. And I was actually looking the other way, walking my little trolley through Sydney Airport, and I nearly bowled the fucker over. It was only when his security guards started sort of pushing me away that I then thought, what's going on?
Did he push you or your trolley?
He pushed me because I was actually looking the other way as I turned. Oh. I sort of almost elbowed him in the head.
Everyone, to be honest, that would have been fine.
Well, yeah, and it was just sort of, who is this bloke? I thought I was actually being accosted by the Aussie
Border Patrol people.
No, it's not the people that stop you bringing fruit in. Them.
The fruit people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The meat eating association. You can't bring in the fruit.
Yeah, you're not allowed.
Thou shall not peach.
Yeah, but I tell you what, what the fuck's it called when you've got,
customs.
Yes, but it's, not homogenised. I've completely gone.
Basically, when you're trying to take stuff into Australia that is not native to Australia.
That's the stuff. Quarantine. That's it. The quarantine people.
Yeah. God, I love a good story.
It was great. No, but the first time I went into Australia, I actually checked the little box saying that I've got vegetables and all this kind of stuff. And I actually I walked through the red lane and they said, what have you got? I said, confectionery and vegetables. And when I turned up at the little lane, I handed over a packet of Mentos and a bag of salted crisps. And it's just sort of like, okay, well, that's the confectionery. Where's the vegetables? And I just looked at them and just said, well, the crisps are potato. And she just stared at me.
Potato is a tuber, not a vegetable.
Oh, give a fuck.
Well, clearly the border force did.
Yeah, they didn't. No, they didn't, because they actually ushered me through. And I actually jumped the whole of the quarantine queue. And they just let me straight through saying, you're a fucking dick.
That sounds very Australian, to be fair.
Yes, yes.
Off but you go, anyway, mate. You're a fucking dick, but you skip the queue.
Cunning. So I'd advise everybody to actually declare
crisps. Or chips, if you're American.
Or vegetables.
I wasn't going to give
them. Or vegetables, if you're declaring other Americans.
No, but then the little dog sits down and you get $1,000 fine.
What's a dog sitting down going to fine you $1,000 for?
Because they have, I've forgotten the word already again, which I couldn't remember earlier. Quarantine dogs. They have quarantine dogs. They care more about fruit and veg going through than they do actually about people drugs. With random drugs.
Say vegetable again.
Vegetable.
You're
a fucking vegetable.
So, Adam, do we have another feature?
Yes.
Weren't we in one?
No!
No, we're between features.
Oh, that's alright then.
Having this fascinating conversation.
I don't know. It's the 69er thingy, sexy stuff with cucumbers.
Ash, do us a favour. There's a bag over there with beer in it. Pass me one.
We need more beer.
Okay, Star Watch.
And I'm not your bra.
Whatever, dude. Whatever. Peace. God bless.
Hey, Hansel. I'm real sorry you didn't get Mugatu's Dare Lead campaign. Maybe next time.
What's that?
Mugatu's Dare Lead campaign. Sorry you didn't book it.
Oh, yeah? I've never even heard of it.
Me and my friends have been too busy bathing off the southern coast of St. Bart's with spider monkeys for the past 2 weeks. Tripping on acid changed our whole perspective on shit. So I guess you can dare a lick my balls, Capitan.
I can dare a lick my own balls, thank you very much. You think you're too cool for school, but I got a newsflash for you, Walter Cronkite. You aren't.
What are you trying to get crazy with, I say? Don't you know I'm loco?
Hey, I got a wacky idea. What say we settle this on the runway? Han Solo.
Stop. Are you challenging me to a walk-off?
Boo.
Lander.
Don't do this, Derek.
Listen to your friend Billy Zane. He's a cool dude. He's trying to help you out.
Ben Stiller.
Ben Stiller.
What Gangnam Style?
Oh, we're in the head.
It's all about the vegetables.
He is a vegetable.
I do love the odd episodes, just like you said, of Ash. Jesus Christ. Yeah,
the odd numbered ones. The even numbered ones, Ash is fairly quiet. The odd numbered ones, Ash has
these are the
up
ones.
Enough of booze.
Guys, these are the ones that are going to win us the podcast award for best, most drunken podcast. These episodes. The
maybe.
Ones.
Fuck yes.
Maybe.
So, yeah,
why is there silica on the table?
What? Silica gel? No idea.
Yeah, it's leaking.
We've got some silica gel on the table.
Don't eat it.
It absorbs moisture. Ash... Dude, just get rid of that entirely properly, please.
That was on the glass earlier.
Yeah, no, it can be on your glass, it can be on the table, but please get rid of it entirely, because if it goes on the floor, my nine-month-old daughter will
exactly,
eat it.
Exactly, that's why I'm pushing it onto that bit.
No, so don't just randomly put it in the middle of the table. Just fucking get rid of it, you cunt. Where can I put it? Oh. Look, insert it inside that beer can.
Oh, it is a bit
and
sexy.
The job's jobbed.
Six.
It is inserted.
Job.
Oh, it popped.
Right.
Hang on, no.
Right. Insert the rest of your granules into the can.
Yeah, I'm putting my granules in the can.
Fuck me, this must make such high quality audio.
Well, it's better than GarageCast.
Oh! Boom! Yeah, right.
Just watching that do that is amazing.
We're all just looking at him like he's a complete dick. But then I think he is.
Hang on, who are we talking about, Adam or Ash?
I don't know.
Oh, I'm talking about Adam, but he's all talking right. about me.
But we're talking about Ben Stiller.
We are talking about Ben Stiller. Okay. 30 seconds to name as many Ben Stiller movies. How many reckon you can do?
Well,
seconds?
Basically, what we did on the first one of these was we flipped a beer lid, and it turned out that I had to say how many I could think I could name. But now we've reached an equilibrium. So this time Ash first has to say how many he thinks he can name, and then I can say whether or not I think I can beat it.
Look at Ash, I think he can name himself.
He can beat it, because I'm just going to say two.
Alright, yeah. In that case, I can beat two.
So you're going to do more than two?
Yes.
Okay.
I think I have
done
already.
Why haven't you got a name three? Yeah, exactly. That's what I was thinking. It's just I can think of two at the minute.
I've named
okay,
three.
To make it
yes,
more exciting.
I can't remember what you fucking said.
Right, make it easier then, because that's obviously not
going
to work.
Also, if we keep it going that way, every time there's a drunk cast on the odd numbers, it's out up first.
Alright, you got 30 seconds to name as many Ben Stiller moves as you can.
Okay.
And go.
Dodgeball. There's Something About Mary. Zoolander.
That's mine gone.
And mine. Oh, fuck. What's that? Tropic Thunder. That was fucking funny. What else has got Ben Stiller in it? Oh, I actually... Trouble is, I don't even remember the films I like.
He wasn't in anger management, was he?
No.
Oh, it was the Fockers stuff.
One of them. The two of them.
Yeah, they were fucking awful. Hated them.
Time. Five. You got five. You keep getting five in 30 seconds.
All right.
You got five last episode. But yeah, no, Ben Stiller. He's been around quite a long time. Do you know how old he is? He was born in 1965.
Oh.
Pretty old. Yeah, he's 1965 he was born.
Stop touching out my foot.
It's a sexy cast, actually. I'm allowed to, isn't
it? Have I said yet that he's older than Blimey? Younger than Blimey?
No, that bit didn't get caught in the other recording. We just stopped halfway through.
Yeah, we had a glitch.
Yes.
Yes, the person who's drunk about three swigs of beer hit the wrong button and stopped the recording.
That's exactly what I did.
So I can win it with naming one, which I had, but I've now forgotten.
There's no winning at all.
There's no winning, but on the bright side, there's no losing.
Excellent, excellent.
Now, obviously, you'll see Ben Stiller's been around quite a while. He's done a load of films such as...
Was he in Big Daddy?
No, that's Adam Sandler.
Oh, fuck it. That was my one. I lose.
Yeah.
Zoolander, you like Zoolander?
Zoolander I liked.
What?
Zoolander was hilarious.
Glass bowl.
Make a second.
Owen Wilson.
Make a second. He's good, Zoolander.
Really?
Will Ferrell's in Zoolander. Oh, he's funny.
I think he's... Will Ferrell is one of those people... He's annoyed me in too many films. He plays the same thing too many times, but now and again he does play exactly the same character, but in the right situation to be faintly amusing.
Yeah, he was in Anchorman.
You said that without breathing.
I did, but I tried to burp throughout it. That probably came through in the voice. I just don't like Will Ferrell. I just don't think he's particularly original or particularly funny. It's just that.
Was it the Rosby Brothers or the boy?
Night at Roxbury.
That was the one.
That's one of Will Ferrell's first films. But why are we talking about Will Ferrell? Ben Stiller we're doing.
I don't know, you started it.
Alright. Bastard. yeah, he was in a film called Night at the Museum. You seen that one?
Yes.
Yep, that was alright.
The monkey that nicks the key.
Yeah, he's a bit kiddy, isn't it? It's very family friendly.
Well, it's 12, isn't it?
PG.
Oh, it's even worse.
What's the certification thing in the States? They've got different
PG
ones.
13, probably.
That's the only ones I ever watch.
You sing us a song, Will?
No.
We got
Why do you ask?
Because you got the guitar in your hand.
No, I haven't.
You're going to sing us a song about Ben Stiller?
No.
Sing us a song about Ben Stiller right now.
Ben Stiller is a cunt.
He's a cunt, he's a cunt, he's a fucking cunt.
He's alright.
I like that. I like Ash's song. That was my song.
Twang.
He's been in films such as Our House with Drew Barrymore.
In the middle of our street.
Along Came Polly with Jennifer Aniston. Sank About Mary with Cameron Diaz.
Polly Wants a Cracker. Mary, Mary, you're on my mind.
He's trying to sing all the songs with the name. Okay, sorry. Envy.
Envy.
I want my envy tea. Sorry.
Starsky and Hutch?
Nah.
You've seen Starsky and Hutch?
I saw the... This is the... the Owen the Wilson remake. No, yeah, this was the remake. It was... Was that, that fucking Snoop as Huggy Bear,
that's
didn't
it.
They?
Snoop Dogg was Huggy Bear.
Oh, that was a piss poor film.
Was that the one where they were talking about the jacket that he'd left in the car and all that kind of crap?
The only funny thing in that one was the coffee creamer, wasn't it? Or something. It's like they've got cocaine and they're saying, oh, this is coffee creamer, put it in your coffee.
That's
or something.
He
does this massive cocaine hit, which is brilliantly genius because, quite frankly, any normal real life person took that volume of cocaine, they would die of a horrific overdose. But the way this film made it both funny and entertaining will probably lead to an awful lot of deaths.
Well, he goes and does a little a dance off, doesn't he?
Yeah, that was fine, because that's what you do with coke. You see, you know, rather than, you know, knock back several grams of coke and just fucking die, you do dance offs that appear to be awesome. Yes, I hit something on the floor.
Yes, he just hit his little puppet dragony thing.
Okay, one he's best known for, obviously, Tank About Mary.
Yep.
Do you like that film, Will?
Love it. Brilliant film.
Yeah?
That sweaty bloke that delivers pizzas.
That's a Lee Evans.
Yes, Lee Evans. Exactly, Sweaty Blake that delivers pizzas.
Oh, right, okay. Food.
Was it Marv or something he's called?
Marv,
yeah. Marv. Yeah. No, Something About Mary is a brilliant film. I love that.
And then he's on the crutches afterwards.
Well, pretend to be on crutches.
Yeah, and I'm an architect.
Pretending to be an architect, yeah, that's it, totally.
Yeah, the pizza delivery boy!
And an architect at the same time. It's really...
I think I need to go and watch
that. It just tells you how badly paid architects are.
Yeah.
And Tropic Thunder. It's one of your favourites.
Tropic Thunder. To be honest... Ben Stiller's role in that was alright. My favourite one was... It was Robert... I don't give a Robert fuck. Downey it was Jr. Robert Downey Jr. Yeah. Blacking up in that was fucking hilarious. And the fact that he was taking the piss out of Russell Crowe.
Oh, it is blatant. Absolutely blatant.
It was brilliant. It was brilliant. The rest of the actors, so-so, but Robert Downey Jr. made that film.
All right. Okay, so Ben Stiller, a little bit of trivia. True or false?
A little bit of trivia in his time.
Actually,
that's what you should have done. A little bit of trivia, true or false.
Get the guitar out and do it.
No.
No. Number one, Ben Stiller is diagnosed false. With bipolar. True or false?
Yes.
Very serious.
False.
False?
Yeah.
Ash?
Because to be...
Who was Batman? Christian Bale. I think he's got it as well. I think he's got it as well because occasionally he just goes absolutely fucking mental.
Not being racist, right?
Stephen Fry is bipolar.
No, he's not got bipolar, he's got depression.
No, Stephen Fry, sorry, you don't have bipolar, you are bipolar, by the way.
You've been diagnosed with bipolar.
No, it's not with bipolar. I think it might be with bipolar syndrome or something.
No, you just are
but
bipolar.
But you are bipolar. But Stephen Fry is bipolar.
What's bipolar?
You go from being ecstatically happy,
yeah,
and everything you do, you really want to do an awful lot. So you get, you go very intense. Like if you start going to the gym, you just go constantly.
Yeah, yeah.
Totally into it.
And then all of a sudden you turn into a
crash.
Little bit of a recluse. Yeah, you go the other
it's
way.
Extreme.
You crash. You go into the recluse and you turn into a massive depressant and chances are you're actually going to top yourself or kill someone.
Bipolar, literally from movies. One extreme to the other.
Might explain his movies.
Yeah, but I don't think he is.
True or false? It's actually true. He's actually got bipolar.
He is bipolar.
Thank you.
Okay.
Because the thing is, when you said he's got bipolar, I assumed it was a badly phrased, therefore made up thing.
No, I phrased it myself anyway.
Yeah, this is the problem.
That's not a problem. Fuck you up. Okay, number two.
That is false. He got it wrong because he can't actually speak fucking English.
Fucking darling buds of mine.
In it.
Geezer.
Number two, he had a part in the movie Saving Private Ryan, but it was cut when Spielberg didn't believe he could actually play an army man. This was his inspiration for Tropic Thunder.
False.
True,
because he couldn't be a proper army person.
So
because
he wrote a movie to be a
He wrote
army
something man. To actually try and make Makes him sense. A little bit more potent.
Yeah. So true, false?
False.
It's false. Made up.
Fucker.
He was never in Saving Private Ryan. Or Shaving Ryan Private, or what you called it last episode.
Yeah, so, whatever.
We ignored that. Stiller hated the movie Envy with Jack Black so much that he refused to go to its premiere.
Was he in a film with Jack Black then?
Yeah, called Envy.
Okay.
That he hated so much he refused to even go to the premiere of the movie.
False.
To be honest, I've hated an awful lot of Ben Stiller's films, so...
True.
True?
Ash?
Yeah, he's gone false.
False.
It's false.
Oh bugger. That completely screwed me because I was actually going for fucking half every time.
Sorry, dude.
Unfortunately, I got one more.
Ben Stiller and his wife, Christine Taylor, are avid Scientologists. True or false?
I fucking hope it's false.
No, but that'll be true because they've just done a little release on BBC News about who are Scientologists that are famous.
Yeah.
And I didn't read it because they're fucking all idiots.
So true or false?
So I'm going to say it's true.
It's false. He's Jewish, so he wouldn't be a Scientologist.
He could change.
No, that thing he's Jewish as in was born Jewish. He had Jewish parents.
And he's Jewish.
He's kept it up. He's kept the faith.
Yeah. You just got to have faith.
So not a complete prick then.
I know what you mean. Yeah. Okie dokie. Right, we're going to take a quick break and Rita's going to say something.
So, whilst the boys from the Oddcast podcast take a quick break and readjust themselves, Will's probably off polishing his katana, Ash is probably getting more and more drunk so he has the courage to talk, and Adam is probably sitting at his PC googling pictures of Danny Minogue. Yes, Adam, we all know you do it. Anyway, whilst those guys do that, you can listen to a promo from another wonderful podcast on the network.
You know, in this life, the last thing you think you'd find are two guys who care about your survival. Two gentle.
This is Jake from the Zombie Life Podcast.
And kind.
This is Eddie Rotten.
Men who hold a dark secret.
You cannot kill that which never dies.
About our future.
Is this my brain just playing tricks on me, or did I actually just see some kind of weird, creepy thing roll across the street? What the crap was that?
And willing to share.
It's all subliminal impulses.
The secrets of their lives as zombie hunters.
No, I don't. I'm not a bad person. I'm drugs.
And give you conversations of controversy.
Man, I think I may have said too much because I'm not feeling comfortable with talking about what I'm talking about right now.
And hope of a brighter future.
And you know, you're looking up things, and I ran across it on my phone, and I said, "Get the hell out of here!" I started reading it, and it got me through some really shitty days at work.
To share a message of warning with laughter.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing very, very well. I'm so happy that you called.
And honest with their guest.
Yeah, you've really got to be on some serious shit.
Two men clearly in love.
If you came down here, you would have women falling off of you, and half the guys would fall off of you too.
Indulging in gossip.
I heard she likes stuff like chaining fetish zombies up into in a shed and stuff like that, whipping them, and you know, apparently she's all into S&M and stuff. So,
and always down to kiss a little ass.
What's inside your brain? I don't know what you eat for breakfast or for dinner, but you have a really solid golden story, and I cannot wait for book number 2 to come out.
And the truth behind zombie hunting.
Being fat, you can't run.
No sex life, but
you can't run. Yeah, there's no sex life. That's most important. but you can't run. You can't run from zombies. You can't run from the neighbors trying to steal your gear from you. You can't run from anybody. Definitely can't run from the cops. But zombies.
You can't really run from anything, can you? Yeah, zombies.
You'd be like,
two diehard zombie nerds.
Wow.
I've got Night of the Living Dead, original black and white copy. The very, very first one. Yeah, I have that on DVD. And then I've got the remake they did with the coloured dude from Candyman, and that one. That's my all-time favourite one.
Okay.
And then I've got the original black and white one redone in colour, so it's the same characters but in colour.
You got some good movies.
That's
there.
Cool. And then I've got his remake of Dawn of the Dead. I've got the original Dawn of the Dead.
At the end of the day, if you haven't heard Jig and Eddie Rotten's Zombie Life podcast, well,
yeah, you are shit out of luck.
Listen every week to the Zombie Life Podcast on Stitcher,
Spreaker Radio,
iTunes,
and SoundCloud.
Join our Twitter at ZMBL Podcast and friend us on Facebook, Zombie Life Podcast. Read the blog that started it all at EddieRotten.com.
All hail the Podgods Network.
Kill them all.
Did you like the sound of that? Good. Well, go to www.podgodsnetwork.com and give them a cheeky listen. Okay, the boys are back from whatever they were doing. Back to the studio.
we're busy.
And we're back. Oh, you're busy. You're still polishing your katana. No,
Ash and I were trying to figure out whether you say verbatim or verbatim. We have intellectual conversations while we're off air.
I always say verbatim. He said verbatim.
You right, say okay. verbatim. I say verbatim. Let's call the whole thing cunt.
I'm just gonna get drunk.
Let's do the whole thing drunk.
I'm up for that. Always.
Cheers.
So there they go. That was Rita introducing a promo for the Podcast Network. Is your katana nicely polished? It's a sexy car, so she could mean anything.
I don't know. Bottom one is fully oiled. The top one I still need to pay some serious attention to. I need to oil up the sheath and everything.
I'm just thinking, if I jump up and down enough, it might ricochet the shelf enough that it's actually going to fall off and hit Adam in the head.
It might be. Out of the two katanas, one is well oiled.
Yeah, but that's the one that's locked in.
Yeah.
Right, I'm going to do that movie title game now. I'm going to tell you the title of a
movie title game.
I'm going to tell you the title of a movie, and you've got to tell me what the synopsis of this movie is.
Cheers.
Alright. Are you ready?
Yes.
Yes.
The movie is called Six String Samurai.
It's got to be a foreign film.
No.
No, it's not.
I entirely disagree. So we're talking about a ninja who plays the katai, because unfortunately, the whole samurai ninja thing gets mixed up. So you have your samurai, which was an honourable swordsman, but you've got the six-string thing. So you've got the guy who's playing guitar here, but is also a merciless killer. Probably stealthy as fuck. So six-string samurai. I think we're going for a lonely roamer of the countryside gets called in as a hitman where he must both play live music and murder people.
Take out six people at once because he turns his guitar into a six-string bow. Pulls them all back and actually shoots people.
I actually had a guitar with such a warped neck at one point that I could have potentially killed one person with it. But when I say killed one person with it, I would have probably had to use it to beat them round the head, yes.
Yeah, lots.
But he did have quite a badly warped neck, and I might have shot an arrow with it really badly.
Yeah, you want to add anything to that synopsis?
Well, I've lost track of what he said. what the hell was the title? All right.
Ash, the title is Six String Samurai. What do you think it's about?
It's a samurai.
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 Samurinals.
So many urinals round here.
Yeah, and he only has six strings to actually tie them all together.
Six String Samurai. It was made in 1998, so it's not that old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's got to be this little nutty person that's actually that actually thinks they are a samurai, but aren't.
Isn't.
Are not.
He is not.
No, but there's six of them, so they are not.
Oh, right. So you failed to mention that bit.
Yeah. There's six little mini dwarfs.
Oh, do you want to know what the actual...
Mini dwarfs as opposed to the maxi dwarfs, which are normal people.
Yeah, yeah. No, they're the tiny, tiny, tiny people. They're only 3 foot high.
Tiny.
So dwarves, then.
Yeah, but isn't there a difference between dwarf and mini person?
No! Or do they not like mini person? Isn't it a real term?
That's not a real term. You don't call them mini persons.
Well, it's because of people with sort of normal sized heads and small bodies.
Dwarfs!
What do you call people with small heads and normal sized bodies?
What? Freaks!
There we go. Excellent. Okay.
They're not dwarves if they've got normal sized bodies. They're fucking 5.5 feet tall but have the head of like a 2-year-old. They're just, well, what you call them is fucked.
They've been in the film Circus Beetlejuice folks. And they've had their little
pinhead.
Smells like cabbage.
Yeah.
Alright, okay, do you want to actually know what the synopsis was?
Oh, yeah, you go then.
Please.
Six String Samurai. In the post-apocalyptic world of 1960s Nevada, a rock and roll samurai takes a young boy under his protection. So you were pretty spot on.
So this is only 69, that you've got a samurai that's taken a little boy to look after, and
now then.
He's a loner. In a post, it's a bit like Mad Max. Exactly. Post-apocalyptic.
I can't find the birds though.
He's in countryside. Desert's close.
Yeah.
And
I'm going to take the points on this. Yeah, I reckon
he's a loner, and he just comes under. You said hitman, but then again, in a hitman movie,
he's a samurai.
They've got to look after somebody.
I think he's a samurai. If he's a samurai, he's a lone. Well, a ronin was a warrior. A samurai was just a warrior, gentleman, poet type person.
Well, this guy, and a ronin is a person that's actually lost their master.
A ronin was a samurai without a master. Yeah,
yeah. They've
but a samurai was a double-odd killer gentleman.
The ronin is a double-odd killer gentleman that's actually with no fucked master. Up yeah. Because the main guy has died.
He's called Buddy, so he looks like Buddy Holly.
He's got the glasses.
He looks like Buddy Holly.
And a plane landed on his head.
And there's a quote from the film. And I'm just going to read it out. And a character called Meshhead, who's one of the bad guys, I'm assuming, says, "If I were you, I would run." And Buddy says, this is good, "If you were me, you'd be good looking." So that's the court film you're looking at.
Oh, shit.
What was the rating?
Oh, what time? Let's have a look.
2.
6.5.
6.5.
What? More than the previous one. IMDb,
yeah. Oh, we're getting better and better here.
Not too shabby. Go with that. All right.
Yep, not too shabby, but still probably quite shabby.
Probably pretty poor. Cheap.
How many reviews is that? Is that 3?
How many votes has it had on IMDb? Over about 5,000.
Over about 5,000? Or
I'd
just
say over
5,000.
About 5,000.
Bit windy there,
bit
are we, Adam?
Burped.
Right.
Okay. Do you want to go back and watch some shit, Will?
No, definitely not. I would hate to do that.
You said you're going to be sick then.
all of my shits get flushed.
Yeah, I think we should just finish now.
Be serious. Let's go back and watch some shit.
Oh, all right then.
We have to go back.
In 1967, an international secret agent was cryogenically frozen in case the world ever required his services again. Now, evil is threatening the Earth, and the time has come to bring him back into the 90s.
It's not unusual.
Allow myself to introduce myself.
Danger Powers Personal Effects.
Actually, my name is Austin Powers. Danger's my middle name.
I'm going to need you to sign these release forms.
Okay, name. Sex? Yes, please.
In his time, he was the coolest secret agent alive. Unfortunately...
It's freedom, baby, yeah!
This is not his time. He's a swinger in a square world.
A lot's changed since 1967.
Bring on the sexy stews, man! Yeah!
We're called flight attendants now.
And he's a stranger in a strange land.
This is my mother, Mrs. Exposition.
Lovely.
Austin!
What have you done?
That's not your mother, it's a man, baby!
Why won't this wig come off? Well, now you shake it to the left. Shake it to the right. You're doing a hippie shake.
Ow! That really hurt. Who throws a shoe? Honestly.
Mike Myers.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Elizabeth Hurley.
Don't forget these.
Oh, thanks.
Austin Powers. International man of mystery.
Oh, I want him to have fun, Austin. That's you in a nutshell.
No, this is me in a nutshell. Help! I'm in a nutshell!
Yeah, baby.
Is that your Austin Powers impression?
No.
Do your Austin Powers impression.
Hello, I'm Austin Powers.
That's not my bag, baby.
That's pretty good. You sound a bit like Austin Powers when you're drunk.
Yeah, baby, yeah.
That's how they think we all talk, Americans.
Yeah, baby, yeah. Chim chimini, chim chimini, chim chim chiroo. I loves what I does and I likes to do you.
Okay,
I'm sure he didn't say
that. What's Austin Powers about?
Oh, he's about freedom. He's about intellectualism. He's about reciprocity.
Free sex, man.
He's about driving his little go-kart.
He's about Craigslist, then.
Going backwards and forwards, trying to turn it around.
I don't know.
He's actually quite a good little dude. I want his plane, though.
You want his plane?
Yeah.
Austin, shake.
I back. Want his nuts. No, that's not me in a nutshell. This is me in a nutshell.
There's the bunny.
Curled up in the fetus position.
This coffee tastes like shit.
That's the second
one. It is shit, Austin.
That's the second one.
Well, fair dues. That's when they're eating, they're drinking a fat bastard stool.
That's the
stool sample.
Baby back. I want my baby back. Ribs.
So the first Austin Powers, Elizabeth Hurley's in it.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah. She's really nice in this film, even though she can't act for shit.
Well, Liz Hurley, she's gorgeous. Yeah, but she's only got little safety pins that are holding her top together.
It's a bit fashionista.
But the whole thing is, what annoys me, right?
Oh, here we go.
You've got Mike Myers.
Yeah.
Michael Myers, if you prefer. No, it's Mike Myers. Mike.
It's Mike.
Because it gets mixed up, right? I love this guy. Wayne's World was brilliant.
Yep.
And he goes on to do Austin Powers. I'm sure there was shit in between, but I don't really know what it was.
No, not really.
So I married an ex-murderer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Stuff. Things like that. Right. Okay. But he goes on. So he goes on. But he comes up with this whole Austin Powers thing. And Austin Powers is a fucking brilliant character.
Yeah.
But the trouble is, he's a fucking brilliant and truly fucking British character.
Yes.
And you got the whole, yeah, baby, yeah. And it's a totally British thing.
But
it's done by a fucking Canadian.
Yes.
He was born and raised in Britain, and he did the Wide Awake Club Sound Asleep Club thing.
With, Timmy Mallett.
All of that with Timmy Mallett.
Blech.
Yeah, fucking Yanks are going to be loving this shit.
They'd be like, who the fuck is Timmy Mallett?
Oh, fucking who the fuck are the Yanks?
Yeah, you want a bonk on the head like this or a bonk on the head like that? No, but I like the fact that it's all set on the 60s, so it's like Ipcress File, Michael Caine, James Bond.
Are you telling me they did this in the 1960s with Michael Caine?
See, what makes me laugh, when you start ranting, you sound like Michael Caine, which is why when you said in the last episode that you were reading your little girl bedtime story and you went on Michael Caine, because you're probably getting angry with the story.
It was a story about dragons. And the trouble with dragons is dragons breed dragons. And if you end up with too many dragons breeding dragons, you end up with a fuck lot of dragons. And it was at that point the wife told me off.
Stop swearing in front of your
Yeah, that was
exactly,
the problem.
I'm sure it was.
You're only supposed to blow the fucking dragons off.
The sexy cast, I'm supposed to. So, yeah, Austin Powers, any good bits that you remember from the film? First one we're talking about.
First film? Oh, Christ.
Yeah,
I get mixed up. I blend the whole lot together, but Ash, go.
Oh, hang on, which one? I'm thinking Wayne's World. And the bird that you're always talking about.
That's the one.
In hell, Ash.
Yeah.
Jesus. That's all I was thinking about.
the first look at Austin Powers, that's me in a nutshell, baby.
And they're walking around with the melons and the jugs and all that kind of stuff, covering up them being...
There were so many Bond jokes and the whole Dr. Evil thing. But the thing is, the whole Austin Powers trilogy to me, because I actually preferred the second one.
Okay.
It's Boy Who Shagged Me, because you had the whole Just the Two of Us rap From the moment I had a brow, say I had a clone. Know that I'd be safe, that I'd never be alone. An evil doctor and spend a lot of marriage feeling. My hope and my pain don't make me too appear on the whole Scott would look up to me. Spend the business of the family. Run an evil empire just like his dear old dad. Give me the love and the things I've never had. Scott would think I was a cool guy. Rush in the life I had. Make me learn to cry, be evil. But have my feeling too. Spend my time with Oprah and Maya Angelou. But Scott rejected me. Say laughy. Life is cruel, take you so clear. Oh, fuck, I've run out.
But how the fuck did you remember that much?
I pay attention.
I watched it twice. I remember a vague rap thing bit. And it was funny, but...
It was based on the Bill Withers song. I mean, duh.
Well, no, it was based on the Will Smith version of the Bill Withers song.
Yeah, I know, but it was the Bill Withers song originally, so I'd like to give credit to Withers, not Will Smith.
But I don't think, I don't think Bill Withers actually rapped during Just the Two of Us like Will Smith did. So I think
because he actually sang, which was nice.
Yeah, you and I.
What?
I have no idea.
So Will's gone on his phone. Will, is that it? You just. On your phone now.
Yeah, no, I'm reading emails on my phone now. I've lost interest.
Alright then, well, Austin Powers, go back and watch it, I think. Go watch them all, I reckon.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Well, the third one wasn't as good.
Goldmember was a bit weird.
The third one was good because it had Michael Caine in it.
It wasn't that bloody good. Compared to the first two, it was not that bloody good.
I think it goes in order. First one's best, and second one, and third one.
I personally, I've merged the first and the second one. But you know, it's difficult.
That's the face you pulled in.
Sorry, listeners, you missed that one.
But okay, go back and watch
Austin Powers.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah, more Justin Powers 5. Go on, try.
Danger Powers Personal Effects.
Actually, my name is Austin Powers.
It says your name, Danger Powers.
No. Danger's my middle name.
Okay, Austin Danger Powers. One blue crushed velvet suit.
Hey, all right.
One frilly lace cravat.
There it is.
One silver medallion with male symbol. One pair of Italian boots.
Buongiorno, boys.
One vinyl record album. Burt Bacharach plays his hits.
Hey, bro. Yeah.
One Swedish made penis enlarger pump.
That's not mine.
One credit card receipt for Swedish made penis enlarger. Signed by Austin Powers.
I'm telling you, baby, that's not mine.
One warranty card for Swedish-made penis enlarger pump filled out by Austin Powers.
I don't even know what this is. This sort of thing ain't my bag, baby.
One book, Swedish-made penis enlarger pumps and me. This sort of thing is my bag, baby. By Austin Powers.
Ah.
Just sign the form.
Okay, don't get heavy, man. I'll sign him just to get things moving, you know. You all right, baby?
Okay, so I think we've reached the end of the podcast, episode 69, and nobody got raped. So,
yet.
Yeah, who is on the Twitter?
Please follow Adam at Barker Podcasts, so I can stop recording bits and telling you to go and follow him. Hopefully, enough of you will follow him, and he'll shut up about getting hundreds and hundreds of followers. Please do it for me. Help me out.
Thank you, Rita. And, Charles. I'm going to keep sending her stuff, so follow me on Twitter. I'm going to keep sending her, so you're going to keep recording it.
I'm going to start a Twitter account.
Yeah?
So that I can actually get some Twittering going on.
Okay, so, well, that's something to look forward to, isn't it?
Yeah, I'll actually Twitter as much as I talk.
Okay, so this has been the Oddcast podcast, episode 69, the sexy edition. Nobody got raped, which is nice.
Yet.
Yes. I stopped recording it. When I've finished recording it. Ah! Okay, so if you want to find out where you can go, find us, get all the podcasts on the Barker Podcast Collection. Boom. Go to www.barkerpodcast.webs.com.
Where the find fuck was all the of boom?
Barker Podcast Collection. Boom. I like the thing I do.
He's a terrorist.
Yeah, he can't spell.
Yeah, you can listen to Movie Comics, Not Soccer, Podcast, damn it. And ask to say an American.
Move.
Okay, it's been a fun episode. I hope you've enjoyed it. Please join us next week. I've been Adam. You've been
Ash.
You've been
Will.
Will, sign us out, please.
Cock.
Hit it!
This is a very sensitive subject. Say I had a clone. I knew that I'd be safe cause I'd never be alone. An evil doctor shouldn't speak aloud about his feelings. My hurt and my pain don't make me too appealing. I'd hope Scott would look up to me. Run the business of the family. Head an evil empire just like his dear old dad. Give him my love and the things I never had. Scott would think I was a cool guy. Return the love I have. Make me want to cry. Be evil. But have my feelings too. Changed my life with Oprah and Maya Angelou. But Scott rejected me. C'est la vie. Life is cruel. Treats you unfairly. Even so, a God there must be. Mini-me, you complete me.
Uh-huh. We can make it.
Yeah.
We try.
Just me and you. Just me and you.
You've been listening to Adam, Will and Ash on the Oddcast Podcast UK. If you enjoyed what you just heard, why not check out oddpoduk.wordpress.com for all the back catalogue, including other podcasts such as It's Not Soccer, Pod Goddammit, Panic Stations, Ask an American and your alternative movie commentary podcast MovieCom. If you didn't enjoy what you just heard, then why the hell did you stick to the end? Have a nice day!